Mira and Harper Audio present The House Guests by Emily Richards, performed by Vanessa Johansson. One. Amber Blair had spent most of her 34 years trying not to think about luck. Her daddy had told her there were only two kinds. Either you came into the world with the luck of the early bird, or the early worm. The kind he'd been born with was obvious. Nothing that had gone wrong in all his years had to do with simply hanging around the edges of life, waiting for something good to fall in his lap. It was all about luck. Her mother, tight-lipped and seething, had rarely voiced opinions. As a receptionist at the Halfway to Paradise Motel, she had been too busy checking people in and giving out room keys, and probably a little extra, to worry about luck. Like most people, Amber had acquired something from both parents. She had inherited her father's early worm luck, oddly coupled with her mother's work ethic. Against tremendous odds, she had scrambled to support herself and her son on her feet in restaurants, instead of on her back in cheap motels. Her mother had been remote and disinterested, but years of watching her determination to survive had helped.
"I haven't seen you for a while."
The manager at the cash register of Things from the Springs greeted Amber with a wide smile. She was middle-aged and overweight, refreshingly unaware that spandex and sequins weren't good choices for minimizing either. Her plastic nameplate read Ida, but Amber had never told Ida her own name, a habit she developed after leaving home at 16. Still, Ida never forgot a face.
"It has been a while," Amber said. "You feeling better?"
Amber wasn't surprised that Ida remembered the day 2 months before when she had fainted face down in the women's clothing aisle, strawberry blonde hair spread wide on a table, stacked with shorts and t-shirts. The manager had insisted Amber go right to the hospital. Amber had thanked her, then headed to work instead. 3 days later, though, she had seen a doctor after Will, her son, gazed at her in horror and announced that her green eyes were rimmed by an ominous yellow. Of course, the news hadn't been good. Hepatitis A had arrived with a flourish, and she had been so dehydrated that despite all her protests, she had been hospitalized for a day, a bill that had nearly sunk them. Health insurance was a luxury she had never indulged in. "Yes, definitely better," she said now. She didn't add that she still tired easily, or that she was struggling to regain the weight she'd lost. Jaundice, the colorful bonus, was finally gone, and she was back at work.
"You were caught up in that hepatitis thing, weren't you? The one at that restaurant."
The manager snapped her fingers.
"Electric something?
Dine eclectic.
You closed for a while, right?"
Because two of the kitchen staff had also been infected. Dine Eclectic, the much-promoted addition to restaurants in Tarpon Springs, Florida, had closed until health inspectors had given permission to reopen. Amber had been forbidden to go back to work until the jaundice and other symptoms disappeared. During most of the weeks of illness, she had been far too sick to work even if she'd wanted to. She certainly had needed to, because from an armchair in the apartment she shared with a 16-year-old Will, she'd watched the savings she had so carefully hoarded dwindle to nothing. "We've been open again for a while now," she said. "We've passed all the inspections. The problem was an infected line cook. Luckily, hepatitis A is almost never fatal."
"I imagine the publicity wasn't good for business."
More customers arrived, and Amber headed for the rear of the store and the men's section. Things from the Springs was smaller than many thrift stores she'd frequented. They were loosely affiliated with a local children's charity, and volunteers did much of the sorting and pricing. She liked visiting Things because she could be in and out in less than an hour, often with vintage clothing she could cut and use for crafts to sell in her Etsy shop. An example was tucked securely in her purse today, a zipper pouch created from a brocade jacket and embroidered with the name of her landlord's wife. It had turned out so well she posted a photo on her shop's page, hoping to get orders for more. The pouch bulged with money.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?